Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo, Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jules.
Hosted by Duchess and Jules. It must be Sunday at 5 o'clock. It's Inside Matters time. And I'm Duchess. And hey, Jules, you out there?
Hey, I'm out here. Hey, everyone, it's me, Jules. And I'm just here to say hello.
And you're back from vacation because it was a lonely show, the show that you didn't appear on. But we got through it. We did a little meditation, and so I think people were happy with that because I saw the number of listeners to that show, and it was like it was really, really up there, you know? It was up there. So people listened to the show, and they did their meditation. So how was your vacation?
Oh, my goodness. My vacation was phenomenal. I had a little break. I had some time to spend with myself. I got my nieces and my nephew. They came down from Virginia to spend some time with me. And I learned that I am all about my mission. I found out what my mission was, and my mission is to spend time with the children. And so I had a couple of crystal babies, and I had an indigo child, and we just had a great time to spend with nature. So I think that everybody out there should get their children and spend some time with nature. We touched butterflies, and we went fishing, and, you know, stuff like that. So I had a very wonderful vacation. I did. I missed you guys out there, you know. So if you miss me, you need to call me and say, hey, Jules. You know, our number is 347-324-3030. And just, you know, send me a hello or something like that. I'm really glad that you listened to the meditation. And that's how my vacation went. Go ahead, Duchess.
I have so much going on. We have so much going on for this show. The first thing I'd like to do is I'd like to give thanks to our Creator for blessing us with this opportunity on Sundays to share our experience, strength, and hope with those individuals out there that listen and hang in there with us during our show times. I want to give peace and blessings to Assalamu Alaikum to all the Muslims out there, and I pray that you all have a blessed Ramadan and a blessed Eid, and you're receiving the blessings from Allah that you deserve for your challenges and your struggles. Now, the other thing that I want to share with everyone is the fact that Jules and I will be broadcasting on only the first and the third Sunday of the month. And I tell you why. This gives us a chance to get up and about and meet other indigos for me, or crystal babies and rainbow children for Jules. It gives us an opportunity for us to do things that are in line with our mission, and then we bring it all back to you the following Sunday. So we must go where all of these energies are. I can't be on the radio show on the weekend or preparing for a radio show if I want to get out there and I want to put my energy involved with those indigos out there. How do you feel about twice a month, Jules, the first and the third Sunday of each month?
When I heard about it, I was kind of sad, but you know what? I think that that is an awesome thing to do, because then we'll have so much more information to give to our listeners out there, and, you know, it gives us time to prepare, just like you said, and I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us and for them, so I'm kind of glad about that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're glad about it. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of things lined up now that I plan on doing, a couple of things that I did already. I have to share with everyone that last Sunday I had a 24-year-old indigo companion that snatched me up and took me to an AA meeting in Bethesda, Maryland. Now, I posted this on Facebook, and I did a whole blog of it on my on the website, InsideMattersTalk.com. I did a whole blog on it because it blew my mind. I had never seen that many people at an AA meeting. This is a meeting that's every single Sunday at an AA meeting in my 17 years of sobriety. There must have been about 500 people there, and it was held in an auditorium. Held in an auditorium at the Chevy Chase High School. And the speaker, they had two speakers, and one of the speakers said that he had been sober for 20 years, and that particular group right there was his home group. Now, that meant that he got sober when he was about 20 years old. This was his home group. And what really, really blew my mind was, of these 500 people sitting in the audience laughing and joking and being sober and clean, I would say 75% of them were 35 years of age and younger. That's our indigo age. That's the age of the indigos that are coming up. That's to be the voters, to be the politicians, to be the forces, to be our future. That's the indigo age right there between 35 coming on down. I mean, there were children in that audience that were 16 years old, clean and sober. I had never seen anything. Excuse me. I had never seen anything like that. I don't know why I'm choking.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
Well, Duchess cleared her throat. I just want to add that that is wonderful. I mean, and I can't believe it. So if I ever come up to Virginia again, I would love to go with you to Bethesda and see something awesome like that. And maybe there is something like that in a town near you. So the scariest thing is to step foot in something, you know, for the first time. But once you get in and around people of your own age or older or younger, you feel so comfortable. So hopefully I can be a part of that with you because like someone said to me, it is a family thing. So, you know, you go to something like that and they become your family. So I want to go one day. I really do. That's awesome. That's really
absolutely
epic,
and all meetings,
as my
all
daughter would
have
say.
A name.
That's epic.
That's what?
Epic.
As your daughter would
that's
say?
That's the new word that my daughter and I've been hearing all over creation. Oh, my goodness, that is so epic. So, yes, I would like to see an epic event like that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it was epic, all right. And the epic, to get more epic, and that each meeting that you go to in AA, they have the meetings have a name. They name their groups. And this meeting is called the Midtown Young People's Group.
Wow.
Right. So they're all ages there, but 75% of them are below 35 and under. All right. The next thing I'm going to go to next Saturday. That's why we're not going to have shows every Sunday because I want to get out and about. I'm going to, believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, Jill. I'm going to a marriage symposium. I'm not even
okay,
married.
Please explain. What is that?
That's where you go to a function that's all about workshops and they have vendors and everything and it's for marriage, you know, talking about marriage and the whole focus is marriage. So I'm asking this driver, this is a female driver at my job. She's like, oh, Yolanda, I want you to come to the symposium that my church is giving. I said, but girl, I don't even know, but I'm going. I've decided that I've got to figure. I looked at MapQuest, and I figured I can get there. It's not that difficult. It's going to take me an hour to drive there, but it's in Springfield, Virginia. It's not far, you know. In Northern Virginia, everything is close. So I figure I'll get up the early Saturday morning next week and go out there to that. And my son in California, just a couple of weeks ago, his girlfriend made me promotional cards for Inside Matters. Because I'm always going, you got to see them. They're beautiful. And
we'll probably put
on they're not business cards. It says Inside Matters. And wherever I go, I'm always talking up the show. And people say, well, where's your website? Well, and I always have to start writing down www.blogtalkradio.insidematters. And the website is insidemattersTalk.com. And the call-in number is, I can't remember the call-in number because Jules is always the one that says the call-in number. So I have to write all of this stuff down. So what his girlfriend did was, she printed it all out, business card size, and then at the bottom of it all, it puts Duchess on the air, Duchess on the air at gmail.com. So I just can't, what's your show? Oh, here, take the card. You understand? I'm going to have to write all that stuff down because that's what I was doing, writing out everything. So I have these promotional cards, and I think it's a phenomenal thing, and that's what I'll be doing at the marriage symposium. I don't want to take up all this time talking about what I'm going to be doing, but I got to share this one last thing with you, and then we can get on with the animals.
Oh, that's what we're going to be doing is animals today? Awesome. Okay,
animals.
Go ahead.
Wait till you hear about these animals. Next Sunday. I'm so excited. I really am. I am so, can you tell I'm excited today? I'm grinning from ear to ear. Next Sunday,
okay.
I'm going to go to a P-Flag barbecue sponsored by Loudon Out Loud. You know what P-Flag is? P-Flag, you didn't answer, so I figure you don't know what P-Flag is. P-Flag is parents and friends of lesbians and gays. Now, what you bet, I find a whole bunch of indigos there.
Uh-huh.
What you bet?
I bet you a lot. I bet a lot because that's where the indigos hang out, pretty much.
So I'm going to the P-Flag barbecue, sponsored by Loud and Out Loud. And once again, P-Flag is parents and friends of lesbians and gays. And I've been invited to a barbecue, and I'm going to go to that barbecue. And with that, and the P-Flag barbecue is right up the street from me. And it's from 2 to 6. And then after P-Flag, I'm going out to Bethesda to hang out with some indigos again. All right.
They are awesome to hang out with. I mean, they have a lot of information. They love to talk. They have so much. They have so much information. And, I would say, y'all indigos out there are a different type of breed. You know what I'm saying? Because of the style, the movement, the everything that y'all are about is just a different type of breed, even your hearts and how you just, I can't even explain it, Duchess. They are just an awesome type of people. So if you know you're indigo, you know what I'm talking about. If you're searching to think you're indigo or trying to believe that you're indigo, then you know that you need to learn more about yourself because you don't understand. So it's always awesome to listen to this show because that's where you'll learn whether you're an indigo or whether you're not an indigo. But still, our show is so wonderful because it's all about you guys out there, and we're just here to bring the information.
Absolutely, absolutely. And indigos, the reason why they're so awesome, this is my humble opinion, is because without even knowing who or what they are or realizing who or what they are already walking in their spirituality. They are already walking in it. They are just maybe confused about it. And so what they do and the anxiousness and the confusion about it, that's when they start going to the drinking, the drugs, because it's like nobody understands me and I'm different and I'm weird and I wish I was like everybody else. But no, you don't. No, you don't. You don't wish you were like everybody else because you're not like everybody else. You're an indigo. And so that makes you unique. okay? And some people used to say to me, oh, you think you're better than everybody else. It wasn't that I thought I was better than everybody else. I just carried myself differently. And that gave you the impression that I thought I was better than anybody else. But my mother used to say, you think you're better than anybody else because you are. You are. You're a good person. You're all that. So,
on that note,
sweetie pie, go ahead.
One more thing I just want to note. I mean, we always talk about the indigos that go towards drinking and drugs and stuff like that. But I just had a thought in my mind. You guys, sometimes, you indigos out there always have suicidal thoughts also. I know an indigo who was, she kept to herself. You know, she doesn't have friends. She always wanted to call them associates. And she never went out to be because she didn't think that she was like everybody else. And she used to think about suicide. So some indigos do think about suicide. Never took a drink, never did drugs, but they have those suicidal thoughts because they don't want to be here anymore. So that's why it is so important to find out about yourself, read up about it, listen to our show, because you are special. You are really special. So that's another point that I wanted to bring across.
I'm glad you brought that out, Jules, because you're right. All indigos are not, they do not get caught up in drinking and drugging and eating too much and other types of addictions. Some of them are just sad. They get caught up in depression because they feel they're different and they don't fit in.
Right.
But once you come out of that, well, let's talk about the animals, because a lot of times, you know, you can walk with other energy and feel as though you have companions, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about one of those types of energies. We're going to discuss what is a totem, an animal totem. Now, the two books that we are coming from and reviewing will be, one, Animal Speak. That's a book by Ted Andrews. And Ted Andrews has a whole dictionary of animals and who they are and what they are and how to find your totem. And the other book that we're going to be discussing will be Animal Medicine Cards. And if you know, Jules does animal, she begs to do an animal medicine card after every show. And today, hopefully you get a bit clearer understanding as to why that is done. And with that, we're going to talk about the spiritual and magical roles in nature and the energy of the totems. So what is a totem? A totem is any natural object, being, or animal whose energy we feel closely associated with during our life. If anybody remembers that movie Inception, those people, they said that they had to have a totem that they worked with so that they would know that they were no longer dreaming, or if they were still dreaming. Well, your totem is like that. It's something that you call upon and you know it has some special energy to it because you have attributed that energy to that item. Your totem is not going to work for me because I don't see it as my totem. When we pay attention to or acknowledge a nature or animal totem, we are honoring the energy that lies behind it. We open up and attune to that essence or energy. And the characteristics and activities of our totem animal will reveal much about our own innate powers and abilities. Now, I'm going to share this with you because I hardly ever told anyone that one of my totem animals, and you can have a number of them. My totem animal is hawk. Hawk is one of my totem animals. And from hawk being my totem animal, I have to learn to fly to great heights while keeping my feet on the ground, because sometimes I like hanging out in la-la land. And, you know, spiritual la-la land, and I'm just, you know, would rather not deal with the mundane world. And hawks are sometimes harassed and attacked by smaller birds. And if this is my totem, because this may be your totem as well, you have to be careful by attacks from people who won't understand you or your varied or different uses of your creativity. So you have to be careful because we carry some of the innate traits of our totem animal. Sometimes you may be attacked because people don't care for your ability to soar, and it teaches you to be observant. That's what Hawk teaches Hawk people, how to be observant, and that life is sending them signals. And because of the strong energy that is intensified, the intensified life force of Hawk as its totem, and when it's activated, we have to be careful how we express ourselves. There will be an unfolding within us, the ability to tear off the heads of any snakes in our life, because that's what hawks do from high above. They can see a snake slithering on the ground, and they can swoop down on it with their talons and flip the head off right immediately. So I'm not saying that all hawk people will do that, but it basically means when hawk people communicate, you know, our actions will be like the hawk. Weak and talented, strong and powerful, and we have that capacity to slice people up with our words, and we have to be very careful. So a lot of times I might, you know, get the teary-eyed thing going there because in my mind I'm like, I can tear this person apart if I let myself, you know, I don't want to get ugly here, and I have to back right out of the situation. So we carry the innate characteristics and qualities of the animal. And the animal chooses us. See, a lot of people say, I can walk around saying, this is my totem. My totem is this, my totem is the other. But no, the animal chooses us. We just become connected to the energy. Sometimes our animal will seem to pop up at will, or it shows its presence all the time in our lives. You can be walking. There's a friend of mine. She's like all about hippopotamuses, you know, and I doubt that she knows or she's ever looked up the nature and the characteristics of a hippopotamus. It may very well be her totem. These animals that choose you may be on the television all the time. They may be as you walk in through a store and you happen to see some sheets with whales on. You know, why are whales coming up? Every time I turn around, there's a whale in my face. You know,
right.
So these are the cats. The animal chooses you. And sometimes it chooses you at the oddest times. Go ahead, Jules.
I'm sorry to say, but you are so right, and I'm not sorry to say, because you are right. And I thought that my totem animal was a hawk, but when I see hawk, I just know that the hawk wants to give me a message. But, Duchess, we have a surprise. There is a caller on the line, and I think they want to talk to us, but this caller needs to give the name and where they're from. You ready, Duchess?
Sure.
Okay, here's the
caller.
Hi. Hey, caller.
You're on the air.
Hi, my name's Donna from San Diego.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. So I think this is my first time calling, and I don't really know how to go about finding what my spirit animal guide is. Maybe you guys can help me.
Well, hopefully what will happen is are you able to hang out with us for a while, you know, like stay on the line? I don't mean on the open line, but if you listen, we may get the answer to your question.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, and if you can't stay the whole duration of the show, we'll be on demand. So once the show is over, you can sign back on the Blog Talk Radio, and you'll get us immediately.
Great.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Okay.
So we're worried. We were saying that sometimes they pop up at the oddest time. So when we're trying to figure out, we may already have a totem animal. We're just not aware of it because we haven't focused on the fact that this animal keeps showing up in our life, all around in our space. And once you connect to that, then there are other ways that you can you can realize what it's trying to tell you. But you don't accept an animal as your totem without question. Now, in Ted Andrews' book, he has a verification process, and that might be something that people might want to look. And I'm sure you can go online for that verification process. But let's go on to explore these animals. Well, when you study the animal's energy or vibration and characteristics, you will realize that the animal that's been popping up all over the place, it may very well match yours in some way. Or you can read books about them, watch videos, you visit the zoo. But don't discard a totem simply because it may not seem glamorous or as powerful as you want. Sometimes through study, the totem's significance becomes very clear. And I'm going to give you an example. Now, we're going to go and look at an example of skunk energy. Now, how many people want skunk to be their totem?
You're right.
Cute.
Go ahead.
How many people want skunk to be their totem? But here's what Jamie Sams' book says about skunk people. That sounds funny too, huh? Skunk medicine people have the ability to attract others, and they are very charismatic. At the same time, the other side of their natural power is to repel those who seek to take energy from them without recycling the gifts they have taken. As with skunk, the resonant field of energy around your body is relayed through the senses. Self-esteem permeates the body's energy and is instantly recognized on an extrasensory level by others. Learn to assert without ego what you are. Respect follows. Your self-respectful attitude will repel those who are not like-minded, and yet will attract those who choose the same pathway. So skunk people is a powerful medicine, skunk medicine. But when somebody says my totem is skunk, you know, they get kind of like, oh, skunk is your totem. Well, skunk is pretty powerful. Now, many of us believe in spiritual beings, and we believe that they come in many forms. For instance, some people believe in saints, some people believe in angels, some people believe in ancestral contact, fairies, elves, demons, and those animal totems.
That's
many
it.
Of these.
When you say that animals pop up all over the place, you know that I was going outside, and for a couple of weeks now, rabbit has been popping up like all over the place. I mean, just. I came home at 5 a.m. to drop my daughter off, and Rabbit was sitting in the grass, hunched down, and right in front of my car. Pulled in, it was right there. I go outside, Rabbit. Now, I know that Rabbit, in my book, represents fear, but can my totem now change from what I thought was Hawk to Rabbit? Am I fear? I mean... What is rabbit
Rabbit may be symbolic of fear, but rabbit medicine does not necessarily mean that you're afraid of everything.
Okay.
You know, it does not necessarily, if you're a rabbit medicine person, then you carry the energy of rabbit, you know, and rabbits, they're producers. I mean, they're very fertile animals. You have to study the totem. No one can tell you how that animal is relating to you, but you. So you have to study the characteristics of a rabbit to know if that's your totem.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you.
Well, many of the energies that we talk about, whether it's the saints, the angels, the ancestral contact, the fairies, many of these help empower us and protect us, and these energies can help heal, inspire, and grow us. The most common guides of Native Americans come in the form of animals. Nature, in the guise of animals, is a means by which the spiritual world links with the physical world. And the first step to answer Donna's question is to determine what your animal totem might be. There are numerous ways to determine that. There can be increased observation, just observing all around you, or our imaginations, or through our dreams. We open up a magazine and there's this animal that's always here. Why am I always thinking about this animal? Why is this animal always popping up on the television set? Why is this animal always there? And you can do it through meditation. Invite your totem to reveal itself to you. Remember that the totem chooses you. You don't choose it. The books, Animal Speak, and the Animal Medicine cards, they give examples on how you can find out what your totem animal is. Most people equate the imagination with unreality. So when we say use your imagination, don't disavow your imagination. And don't be fooled by the thought that imagination is not real. Imagination is a power of the mind to create and work with images. Remember one of our shows, Jules, we did a show on the power of manifestation and how to manifest. And when we talked about manifestation, we talked about the powerful things that we think we bring forth from our imaginations or from our thoughts.
Yeah, that was a very powerful show. I love that show.
Yeah. There's something let's see, there's a quote in Harry Potter that says, of course it is happening inside your head, Harry Potter, but why on earth should that mean that it is not real? Now, J.K. Rowling is attributed to that quote because it's in Harry Potter's book. So do you know your animal totem? Let's find out how you can find out what your animal totem is. I'm going to go into the Animal Speak book, and I'm going to list some things that Ted Andrews says. How do you know your animal totem? Here you go. Which animal or bird has always fascinated you? So you think about that. Next he says, when you visit the zoo, which animal do you wish to visit the most or first? Now, this is good for children. Persons with children, you want to know what your child's prospective animal totem is. As a child, this is especially important. Children are more naturally open and thus are able to more easily recognize the animal that will be important to them. Unless, you know, they just, oh, I like doggies because, you know, they hear mommy and daddy say they like doggies all the time. Oh, I like the kitties, you know. But we'll get into that later also. Or what animals do you see most frequently when you are out in nature? Of all the animals in the world, which are you most interested in now? Because our interest in animals change. Yes, we usually have one or two that are lifetime power animals, but others become prominent when there is something important or specific to teach us. There you go back to your rabbit, Jules. Rabbit may be trying to tell you something. So there you go. And so you look up in your book what rabbit means. Don't just look at the fact that it's fair. Look at rabbit. The whole totality of what it's saying. Then it says, what animals most frighten you? Now, in Sam's book, I picked out an animal that a lot of people are frightened of, and they don't realize the medicine in that animal, and a lot of people are afraid of snakes. Now, whatever animal you're afraid of, this animal is considered to be your shadow totem. In other words, that which we fear the most is often something we must learn to come to terms with. When we do that, it then becomes a power. And some shamans believe that fears will take the shape of animals, and only when we confront them without fear do their powers or their medicine work for us instead of against us. Now, snake. Let me read what it says in the animal medicine book about snake. Fascinating animal. I love this. Snake is transmutation. Snake medicine people are very rare. Their initiation involves experiencing and living through multiple snake bites, which allows them to transmute all poisons, be they mental, physical, spiritual, or emotional. The power of snake medicine is the power of creation, for it embodies sexuality, psychic energy, alchemy, reproduction, and ascension or immortality. The medicine teaches you on a personal level that you are a universal being. Through accepting all aspects of your life, you can bring about the transmutation of the fire medicine. This fire energy, when functioning on the material plane, creates passion, desire, procreation, and physical vitality. On the emotional plane, it becomes ambition, creation, resolution, and dreams. On the mental plane, it becomes intellect, power, charisma, and leadership. When this snake energy reaches the spiritual plane, it becomes wisdom, understanding, wholeness, and connection to the Great Spirit. So snake is a powerful medicine to have. And if you're afraid of it, then it's saying that you need to start confronting it so that you can embrace and embody that powerful transmutation aspect of snake. Another way to know your totem animal. This is these animals are fascinating.
Yes, they are.
I need to give you a chance to pop in here, Jules. You got something you want to say before I go on? Because you know me, I start going and I can't stop.
I understand that, but I mean, it's great listening to you. And I've been studying animals with you for a while now, and I do have some animal cards, and I do read up on them. But it's great to listen to you, because I think not only snake is, you know, afraid, you know, I'm just listening. And if I say, oh, wow, that means I'm still listening, and I'll pop in when I can. But this is great for our listeners and Donna, because this is what she wanted to know about. So I don't want to mess up what she wants to know about. So go ahead.
All right. So the last thing they say is, do you have dreams with animals in them? Or are there animal dreams you have never forgotten? Well, you know what? It must have been 30 years ago, and I still remember this dream, okay? I was laying in my bed. I was sleeping, and I had my little infant baby in his crib. And all of a sudden in this dream that I felt like I was awakened, I heard this tick, 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 tick coming up my stairs, like running up the stairs, you know, like the tapping sound of hooves. And it was a big, huge, huge, gigantic. It was a pig. And I'll never forget this dream. Because this pig kept coming up the stairs, and I heard this thing coming up the stairs, and it came in my bedroom, and it jumped on my bed, and I jumped up in my bed. And the first person that I screamed out for was my mother. Now, I'm in Rhode Island. I was in Rhode Island. My mother was in New York City. My mother could not hear me, but it's funny. When you're scared, you call for mama if there's nobody else there, and I'll never forget that pig. Well, while I was studying for this show, I just decided to look up pig. And pig means Native Americans consider pig abundance, fertility. I mean, pig has got some good medicine, but that pig scared the mess out of me, you know? So, on that note, let's just say that totem animals can be called power animals, they can be called spirit animals, they can be called helpers. Regardless of what they are called, there are certain beliefs about every single one of them. One of the beliefs is that every animal has a power It does not matter how small an insect is. It doesn't matter how huge the elephant or the giraffe is. Everything in creation has power. When we are connected to all of these things, our Creator has created it all. And we've all been created with the same energy. So why can't we have the creative energy of these animals and insects working for us on a daily basis? We just have to invoke the intention and believe that it works. And it doesn't work if you don't think it's going to work. Of course not. You have to put your energy forth to grab its energy. Okay? Now, these animals with all this power, the spirit may be its own or that of a being who uses the animal image to communicate messages. You know, you may say to yourself, you may just sit in your chair and you may say, you know what, you know, dear God, or you may say, you know what, ancestors, or you may say, you know what, Saint Christopher, you know what, and, you know, I want to know, blah, 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 what do you think about this, so on and so forth, this, that, and the other, and then all of a sudden, you know, you see a butterfly in the window. I mean, who's to say that who you just asked to send you the answer to a question did not answer your question by sending that butterfly to you? So we've got to understand that this is energy that works. It's magic. Okay? Every animal has it.
I'm sorry, I got to say, and I'm sorry I have to always say I'm sorry, but I got to put my input in there always. Be specific in what you want to know about. And not only about being specific, you have to look and you have to notice and you have to put that energy out there, because when the higher power sends you something, you cannot just, oh, well, you know, it didn't happen, or, you know, you see a ladybug cross your path. You have to acknowledge it. You know, you have to acknowledge it. And like Duchess said, you have to believe. If you don't believe, then what's the point of asking? Because your higher power, your ancestors, the angels, like Duchess and I said in past shows, they don't come and bother you. They will only come if you ask them to come, because that's not their job, to interfere in your life or your daily life on a daily basis. They help when asked. That's when they come. And if you don't believe, then you don't believe. So I had to put my little input in there, Duchess. I do. This is such great show.
We want to talk about another animal, because every animal, like we said, every animal has its own talents and every animal has a specialty. Now, this animal I want to talk about is the weasel. Now, the weasel, it takes some slack, because nobody wants a weasel for their totem animal. You know what I'm saying? Because just the name weasel is like, oh, my gosh, it has such a negative connotation. But weasel is symbolic of stealth, okay? Weasel is quick. And if weasel is your personal medicine, your powers of observation are keen. You seem to be saying, leave me alone and I will do the same for you. You might even look a bit guilty at times due to the fact of what you know by observing life. Weasel people may be loners. You may be hiding yourself away from others, or perhaps even a recluse. You are a powerful ally to have in any business organization, since you can see what the competition is doing. People may make a great mistake in sizing you up, since they do not immediately see your powers. But the first time they try to outsmart you, they will soon learn that your intelligence is greater than their own. So weasel is a powerful, powerful animal totem, you know, to have. And people don't realize these things. Lifelong power animals are usually wild, not domesticated animals. In rare cases, the domesticated animal may only be a softened form of its wild counterpart. Dog may be a link to wolf, coyote, or another wild canine family image. Now, you know, I have a son. From the time he was a little boy, he was all about dogs. He wanted to do a dog walking service. I mean, he had to have dogs. He trained his dog. Dog won ribbons in the 4-H fair. Oh, just wonderful. And now he's in his 30s, and he's all about the wolf. I don't even know if he has put the connection to it, but he is all about the wolf. And he knows things. He gives the respect to his totem. He doesn't know that it's a totem or call it his totem, but he gives respect to it because he knows, he watches every video about a wolf. He knows that the wolf, you know, mates for life. He knows the wolf. Okay, he's got wolves all over his house. Now, the dog started out as maybe his totem, and as he got older, it became the wolf. A cat may be a softened link to a member of the larger cat family, and it may take its appearance like that because you may not be able to encompass or you may not be able to handle the largest, the awesome power of the animal in its wild form. Again, the animal chooses the person, not the other way around. You can't just choose an animal and start communicating with it. That is the ego getting in the way of the selection. Most individuals who choose an animal that is glamorous and powerful, the animal must be harmonious or it will not work. No animal is better or worse than any other animal, and every animal's medicine is unique. It is much better to be powerful in mouse medicine than clumsy and ineffective in eagle medicine. You will find the greatest success in the animal that comes to you. Now, here's another animal we're going to read about because when you say eagle medicine, you just get this picture of a person with eagle medicine. And then if you say, oh, so-and-so, mouse is so-and-so's totem, so what do you think about that person's totem when you hear mouse is his totem? Well, let's see what kind of medicine the mouse carries, and maybe it'll just kind of change your mind. Mouse people anger many other medicine types because they appear to be nitpickers. Mouse people will spot the lint on your coat, even if it matches in color. They will try to convince you that the simplest task is fraught with difficulty. They are fixated on methodology. They sort and categorize and file away for later use. They may seem like they are hoarding, but this is the farthest thing from mouse's mind. They are merely putting everything in order so that they will be able to explore it more carefully at a later date. Without mouse, there would be no systemization of knowledge. Mouse ended Renaissance man and hearkened the age of specialization. Mouse knew from the very beginning that there is always more to learn. One can always delve deeper and deeper and deeper. So there is a need for people with mouse energy. Interesting, huh, Jules?
That is very, very interesting. That is very interesting. Okay. And people should understand that they are needed. Every animal is needed out there. Every animal is needed. That's why we are a universe of collection.
And that's why they were created. Come on. Huh?
That is true.
We got some wonderful listeners out there, Jules. I'm having a good time tonight. Oh, I'm with you.
Okay. So I wanna pull. If it's okay, let's pull.
No.
Aw, man, come on.
No,
you want to know
what
the energy?
Yet. It's not time. I'm not finished with the. I'm not finished with the animals.
Okay. All right. All
because right. Because you got to develop a relationship with your totem. Now, once you know how to get them, once that happens, now what you got to do is you have to develop a relationship with these animals or the animal that has chosen you. You have to learn how to communicate with them. To communicate with them demands respect. You must learn their point of view. Now imagine learning your totem's point of view. And they won't warm up to you immediately. They must learn to trust you and your limitations and vice versa.
And that's exciting, Duchess. That is exciting to learn and respect your animals and learn what they're all about. That is the exciting part, you know, reading up about them and stuff like that. Duchess, we have another caller that's coming through that wants to talk to us. How about that? 780. So I'm going to put them on through, and they're going to tell us where they're from and their name. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
We got
You got a whole lot of.
Look at that. Well, first we're going to put on 780, and then we're going to go to 505. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
780, where are you from, and what's your name?
So Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
How are
hey,
you?
Hey, Jay from Canada.
Hey,
what's your question?
Good. You're talking about these animal guide decks. I actually have that medicine card deck, which is really good, actually. So the animals actually talk to me all the time, actually, too. So, but they show themselves in different ways, whether it's like if it's tangible, as if it's alive, but sometimes it's not tangible, where it's actually maybe a logo or an animal on the side of a a truck or something like a vehicle, so they do show themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know any particular animal has chosen you to be your totem? That's your animal. I mean, that's the animal that you are just so in sync with.
Right now, it'd be I've got a whole bunch of different ones: buffalo, deer, dolphin, bear.
Holy
right.
cow. When you said buffalo, my heart sank. I'm like, oh, my goodness, he sees a buffalo? That's all wonderful.
His vibration is in tune with buffalo. That's prayer in abundance, the buffalo.
Yes.
That is so cool. Mm. So, thank you for sharing.
You're very welcome. It's great talking to
Thank
you.
Thank you. And keep listening. I'm glad you called in and wanted to speak to us. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, before
Jay
you go,
Canada.
You know what before you go, actually, before you go, I had some interesting animal things that came up.
Okay.
Before you go, I had a dragonfly land on my face once. That was really interesting. And I didn't move or anything like that. It didn't bite me or anything like that. It just ate its meal and went up the way. Yeah, and I had I was going home for Christmas, and it was in the middle of basically winter, and I saw this object that was standing right in the middle of the road, So I slowed down and approached, and this deer and its fawn, and it looked at me basically in straightening eyes, and then it went away when I approached it with the car.
That is so cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. So
I think now you need to read up what they're trying to say to you, because there might be one that's your totem or two or three, but there's one that's probably just trying to say something to you, like the dragonfly landing on your face, which means illusion. And maybe somewhere in your life you might think something is real, and it may just be an illusion. So some of these animals are just trying to tell you something for the moment, and they're just moving through your life. So I think that's awesome, because that's a lot of animals that you came in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you so much for sharing. That's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
All right.
Hear from you again.
Yes.
Who's next, Jules?
Duchess, we have a 505 number coming through. Let's see where they're from. Okay, hold on. Hello, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Patricia, and I'm from the Southwest. And it's interesting about your previous caller because I just dreamt about a dragonfly that was communicating with me.
Aww.
In some way.
Wow.
But I'd like to find out who my totem animal is. I had a vision many, many years ago about a big, big spider that was over me, and she asked me a question. It was a female, and she asked me a question, very simple, and ever since then, I never, ever, ever killed spiders, and I was allowed to transport about 24 black widows without them attacking me. So,
wow.
Yeah, because where I live, I take care of the wildlife, and sometimes these black widows will make their home, you know, right by my door. So I was a little afraid, but I don't kill anything. But they allowed me to relocate them, you know, put them in a bucket, and they would sit at the edge of the stick that I would put out there for them to get on. So, yes, black widows. So I'm wondering if the spider could be a totem for me, since that spider came to my vision.
It may very well be.
Yeah.
It may very well be your totem, the spider. I would suggest that you look up the spider as a totem. And
yes, I have. Yeah. But then I've had some encounters. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I would say that spider is. I think, oh, that's what my, they let you get that close to them, let you bother them and things like that, and you see them all the time. You may
yes,
very
ma'am.
Well feel that spider is your totem, and it would behoove you to read more about them. I'm sure in Ted Andrews, I'm not sure, I can't say I'm sure because I haven't looked in Ted Andrews' book to see if he discusses spiders. Yes, he does. As a matter of fact, I flipped through the book and I just saw a big old spider. Big old spider. It looked like she's a black widow spider too. So,
oh
yeah.
goodness.
Creativity
okay.
and the weaving of fate. I would say look up spider. Go see if you can find his book at the at the library without even purchasing an old book and read about spider.
Yes,
okay.
I have. I've been going online and everything, and every once in a while, if I think about the spider, a spider will appear to me inside my home, and I'll let it live inside my home until I, send it outside.
That's wonderful.
That
is wonderful. It's like snake. That was one thing that I was telling Duchess that a lot of people are afraid of, and if spider has never harmed you or, I think that it would behoove you to look up spider because, I mean, I don't see spiders as frequently as you. They don't come to me like that. So maybe they are either your totem or she's trying to tell you something also.
June,
yeah.
As big as a black widow spider is, you wouldn't want one to come near you often.
Okay.
No, but when I let them live here, if I tell them that I want them to leave, to go up the hill, not to live next to my door because I'm afraid of them and I let them know the truth, they will allow me to catch them and transport them. But I do let a spider if I think about a spider will appear to me like above my fireplace or something, and then I'll let it live in my house until for a few days, and then I send it outside. But I seem to find that I'm very protected when I let the spider live with me for some reason. So
they know your energy. They know your energy, and they know that you love them. They know that.
Yeah.
They can feel. They can feel your vibration.
That's good. So you say that the spider is my totem then?
No,
we
I'm
can't
saying
say
you.
You have
the spider
to
has
believe.
To tell you.
Okay.
Yes. Okay,
it's
we can't
totem,
tell you, just like Gretchen said, we can't tell you what your totem is. But if you believe that's your totem, then most likely it is. And you would have to look it up, like Duchess.
Yeah, you
already
have to study the spider and
yeah.
see what type of innate characteristics you may have also that's like theirs.
Yes.
You know?
And also
okay.
there's butterflies that are always coming too, and birds and everything else. But anyway, I'm just connecting with wildlife, I guess.
Thank
but anyway,
you for
beautiful.
Yeah, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Your show, and thank you for everything that you do. Have a good day.
Thank
you.
You too. Stay blessed.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Jules, who's next?
Duchess, we have another caller from 347, and I'm going to put them through. Caller, can you please tell me your name and where you're from?
Oh, yes. Can you
hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Your name is?
My name is Tony.
Okay, you have to speak into the phone a little bit louder because we can't hear you.
Okay, my name is Tony Anthony.
Uh-huh. And where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Oh, New York. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was just trying to check to see if it was me you were talking to.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
No, you're not coming.
Okay, let me see what's
You're not coming through
better?
Clear.
Is this better?
That's
yes,
better, Tony.
You have a question.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm your cousin from New York.
Holy cow! He's your cousin from New York, Duchess.
Well, hi cousin from New York. Good to hear from you.
The same here. I haven't seen you in years, and I just tuned in. Your son told me to tune in, and I tuned in. And
well, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
Same
I don't
here.
Know. I don't know exactly what the shaka is. I believe that's what you called it.
The totem
uh-huh.
animal.
Yes, the animal. But I've been dealing with horses lately. And
horse
I've seen,
is a power. There's a power animal.
Okay. I own a horse,
horse
a matter of fact, now.
Power.
So, oh, power. Okay. Well, I've seen a horse up in the clouds in the shape of a cloud, in a cloud. And I have it on on my phone. And perhaps now I could send it to you, and then you could tell me what it means to me. Because now I own a horse.
I saw the
it was in the early 90s that I saw the horse up in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse is shaped the same way my horse is shaped. It's just
mm-hmm.
the head of the horse though.
Right.
So I was
wow.
wondering about that.
Maybe you can
well,
send it because that is powerful. Just like my friend, she got a picture of an eagle, and she feels like that's her totem animal, and she saw it in the cloud.
Right.
That is a wonderful, wonderful, like Dad just said, a very powerful animal, and maybe that could be your totem animal. You should look it up, see what
okay.
a horse is all about, and especially you got one. That means, you know, you said you're in New York City. I mean, that's kind of odd to have a horse. So, I mean, that's a very blessed thing to do is have a horse. But
yes.
Right.
I'm glad you called in to connect because if you haven't seen or heard from Duchess in a long time, this is a great show. And she's on, like, we are going to be on the first and third Sunday of the month, and you can hear our shows. And now you
thank
have our number.
Yes.
This would be a great thing to do.
Okie dokie.
And we
thank
have
you
your
much.
Number.
Hey, oh,
you
good,
can call
good,
us and
good.
Let us know about you. Well, your number just popped up. We have you on our screen.
Yes, okay. thank
we're
you.
We're looking
thank
right
you.
At
I'll
you.
Continue. You're looking right at me. I can continue
yes.
to listen.
okay.
Is you so silly? You are.
Now I'm making them nervous, Jules. We better let them know.
You looked right at me through the phone.
No, that's
right.
Not. No, not like that. But thanks for calling in. And
okay.
We have another caller, so
okay,
I'm going to have to
you.
Let you go if,
okay.
that's okay.
I'll continue to listen. Thank you very much.
Okay. And if
you.
It's okay, Duchess or I will contact you after the show or sometime
okay.
later.
Sure. And then that way I can send you the picture.
All right. No problem.
All
and
right.
then she can
okay.
connect with her family.
Okay. Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too.
Good night. That was a surprise.
Yes, that was a surprise. I noticed that our 619 number, Donna, is still listening, and I'm glad you are still on the line. If you want to talk to us again, all you have to do is call us back and press 1, and we can connect with you. But other than that, Duchess, go ahead with your animals.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Jules. Like
no
we were saying
problem.
Before, you must develop a relationship with your totem animal and to communicate with them demands respect, okay? Because when you communicate with them, they know. You're inviting them to be a part of your energy and your essence. Like Jewel said earlier, like the ancestors, the angels, you have free will, and nothing in the creation of the spiritual realm is going to annoy you or bother you without your inviting that energy into your space. They don't bother you unless you invite them. And it takes patience to know your totem. You must have
yes.
patience. So don't just say, this is my totem, and you know nothing at all about its nature. A lot of people walk around, this is my totem, this is my animal, this is my spirit guide, and they don't know anything about the energy of that totem or that spirit guide. You must honor your totem for its medicine. We spoke about prayer and meditation. Now, prayer and meditation, that is the buffalo. I want you to know this. I knew that when he said buffalo. Prayer and meditation. But we spoke about that, and we talked about honoring the ancestors, and we talked about honoring spiritual guides and saints and honoring the angels and the archangels and honoring those that have gone before us by dedicating holidays to them. Now we are going to learn, or we are learning, to honor nature and its animals and our divine connection to it all. We were all created by the same energy, and we're all created in that image. We are all connected. So know that the animals will speak to you if you so desire them to, because they are you and you are them. The more you honor your totems, the more importance you give them in your life. The more significant, the more powerful and effective they become. When you honor them by reading about them, you honor them by hanging pictures of them, draw them, buy figurines of them, little teeny statuettes, give small tokens and images of your totem to friends as gifts. Donate to a wildlife preserve. Donate your time if you don't have the money. But always remember, your nature totem may even be an insect or a reptile. Do not discard it haphazardly, because it is not as glamorous as what your ego may have wanted. Okay, we're not going to meditate, but I want you in the future to find a quiet spot each day. Turn off the phone, lock the door, close your eyes, and in the emptiness of your mind, ask your totem to introduce itself to you. If it appears as an ant, don't disavow or discard that ant as your totem. Seriously. Ant is patient. Ant people are active, community-minded folks who see the greater future needs of their town. Ant people are planners, like squirrels, and are content to see their dreams being built a little at a time. In today's society, that is a rare quality. And people have a knowing about the sweet victory at the end of the line. There is never a concern about going without if they are late for the opening of a sale. If what they want is sold out, they are sure that something equal or better is available. If you have ant medicine, you eat slowly and deliberately and are content in knowing that what is yours will come to you. This knowing is good medicine. It shows a trust in the universe to provide. Now, before we close,
wow.
I want to let everyone...
That just, sorry, but yeah. Can I say something?
Of course.
It was funny yesterday. The baby that I watched, she can now climb out of the pack and play. And, you know, I was watching her climb out of this pack and play. And so I got her a little cot so she can lay on it. And yesterday I said, well, she doesn't need this pack and play anymore. And I took all the stuffed animals that she usually sleeps in with since she was 8 months old. And I put them in her toy box. And it was time to take a nap. And she looked in her pack and play, and she looked in her toy box, and she's like, oh, no, Juju. And that's what she calls me, Juju. And I said, what? She said, the frogs are gone. And she's been sleeping with these two frogs ever since she was 8 months old. And she thought that that was the most horrific thing in the whole world, that her frogs was in the play in the toy box. And she grabbed her frogs out of there, and she put them in her cot, and she's like, Juju, the frogs go night-night here. And I was just like, okay. So I'm thinking, you know what, she's going to grow up, and the frog is what she loves the most, because out of all the animals in her box, no one can sleep with her but her frogs.
But she
has to put them in the bed with her and cover them up with the blanket, and I said the frog. Okay, now
that's so cute.
She's
that's
only
cute.
1.5, and she's like, she and knows frog is her favorite.
Her protection. That's
yes,
her protection.
The frog.
The frog.
So children of that age know what they love and what they enjoy, and never, never, you know, disregard them, because even an ant, she doesn't want to kill. So you have to watch your children, because they will let you know, worms and this and that. They know at that age
what they honor. They do.
And here we are as grown-ups trying to figure it out or try to learn. But children at that age, they just know.
They just know. And we need to encourage it, because if we don't encourage it, they lose it. Just like we lost it. Now we're looking for, oh, you mean to tell me I have a totem animal? I got an animal that will walk with me in spirit and, you know, send me message? Yes, you do. Yes, we do. So I get this book, this magazine subscription. Why? Because I guess I'm an empty nester, but I like family activities. So, and I know I like doing it for my grandchildren. I have a lot of good ideas in this book. But this month, I was going through the book. It's called Family Fun. And in it, it had things that getaway explorers, things that you can explore with your children. It talked about wild encounters, how to get up close and personal with a host of native creatures at a wildlife rehabilitation center near you. Now, this can serve for people who want to volunteer. This can serve for people who just want to see a different animal. I'm getting microphone kickback. Okay, in Georgia, they have the Jekyll Island. That's the Jekyll Island Authority. And they have a sea turtle center there. And you can just go to GeorgiaSeaTurtleCenter.com. And then they have in California, they have the Marine Mammal Center. In Carolina, they have the Raptor Center. That sounds cool. But you can go online and you can Google what is it, wildlife rescue centers in your location and see if they have any visitation rights and things like that for sea turtles and other wild animals out there in creation that you just want to explore and have fun with. And it's been really great. I think this was a good show, Jules. I had a good time.
I believe it really was. It was an awesome show, or epic, like my daughter says. It was epic. I really enjoyed myself. I hope all the callers, I'm like callers, like I'm up in the New England. I hope all the callers really, really enjoy themselves too. And I'm glad that we had so many. I never even knew we broadcasted way up in Canada. So I'm glad that they called.
Isn't that great?
You know, I'm really excited that people are listening to us, and we really mean, you know, a lot in their world, because they really mean a lot in mine.
Canada.
I know, Canada. San Diego.
Hello?
Can you believe that? New York City.
San Diego.
I mean, on the West Coast.
Yeah, but for all they know, they might think we're sitting right around the corner from them. They don't know you're in North Carolina and I'm in Virginia. You know?
Yes.
That's cool.
Thank
huh?
you.
That's wonderful the way the internet just connects everybody.
Yes.
I love it. So, how are we going to close the show, Jules?
You're going to pull an animal card. Please. Please.
Really?
The
I tell you what I'd like
show.
To do. This is what I would like to do. You ready?
Yes.
I want Donna to pull the animal card. Donna, if you're still out there, is she still on the line?
She's not on the line anymore. She might be listening, but she's not on the air anymore. The one that's listening on the air right now is 347 in New York City that had a cloud that he saw with the horse. He's still on
right.
the air right now listening.
Well, I wanted Donna to pick the animal, so in that case, I'm going to let Jules pick the animal.
Okay, I'm going to pick the animal with Donna's vibration, my vibration, the caller's vibration. Please, Duchess, we as Indigos and Indigo Scouts, we're going to pull the card, and can you pull it right now?
Okay, got it. Oh, we read this one before. Should I read it again?
No.
No.
Well, this is for new
okay.
callers that probably haven't listened
in,
so they
Donna.
Need
this
to
one, hear. This one is for you and Donna.
Okay, go ahead.
This one is for you and Donna. It's Otter, O-T-T-E-R. And it's woman energy. Now, I don't want men to mistake the fact that this is just for women, because we all have woman energy. Because the medicine held by Ada is a set of lessons in female energy, and this applies to both men and women, as all of us have female sides. The Ada's hide is very soft. Or the otter's hide is very soft, and it's often used to make medicine bags for powerful women because it represents balanced female energy. Okay, so the card for today, it says, if you have drawn this symbol, Otter may be telling you to become the playful child and to simply allow things to unfold in your life. It may be time to stop your addiction to worrying. Otter also teaches the importance of not hanging on to material things that would bind you or become a burden. In looking at how you can learn from Otter habits, you might look at the joyousness of the receptive side of your nature. Have you given yourself a gift recently? Have you received any messages in your meditations? Become Otter and move gently into the river of life. Flow with the waters of the universe. This is the way of balanced female receptive energy. Honor it. In doing so, you will discover the power of woman.
You know what, Duchess? I don't know if that was meant for Donna or not, but that was definitely meant for me. I connected with that card, and I really needed it. Also, we have another caller, and
see,
I don't recognize that
as a number. Do you have that as a telephone number?
No, it's
don't
not coming up as a
person's name.
I didn't know. I thought it was maybe. I'm sorry. They want to talk, and here we go.
Okay, we have 9 minutes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. This is Akasha. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Akasha. How you doing?
Good. Good. I just saw your show briefly. I'm on now online, and it's very interesting.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from the west of Ireland, the west coast of Ireland.
Of Ireland? How fascinating. Tell us, what can we do for you before we go off the air?
Yeah, I was just wondering what card you would pick for me. The animal.
Oh,
guy.
You want me to pick a card for you?
Yeah, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Jules, this is the first time we'll pick a card for our caller.
Okay.
Just before the show closes.
Okay, Akasha, bring your energy into the card. Close your eyes and really concentrate. Ask the animals to pick a card for you, and go ahead and pick a card, Duchess.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I have your card.
Great. Thank you.
Your card is the bear, B-E-A-R.
Ooh,
and
nice.
And bear's energy is introspection.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm going to read what it says. Let me see. The female receptive energy that for centuries has allowed visionaries, mystics, and shamans to prophesy is contained in this very special bear energy. In India, the cave symbolizes the cave of Brahma. Brahma's cave is considered to be the pineal gland that sits in the center of the four lobes of the brain. If one were to imagine an overview of the head, the top of it would be a circle. The south would be the forehead. The north, the back of the skull. The west would be the right brain, and the east, the left brain. Bear is in the west, the intuitive side, the right brain. To hibernate, bear travels to the cave, which is the center of the four lobes where the pineal gland resides. In the cave, bear seeks answers while he or she is dreaming or hibernating. Bear is then reborn in the spring, like the opening of spring flowers. For eons, all seekers of the dream time and of visions have walked the path of silence, calming the internal chatter, reaching the place of rites of passage, the channel or pineal gland. From the cave of bear, you find the path to the dream lodge and the other levels of imagination or consciousness. In choosing bear, the power of knowing has invited you to enter the silence and become acquainted with the dream lodge so that your goals may become concrete realities. This is the strength of bear. So you got some goals going on there, huh, Akasha?
That's exactly what I'm going through. I was just saying to my boyfriend today, I just feel like going away on a trip and to a cave and meditate and just, I don't know which direction I want to go in, so I need to just go and be with myself. So it's spot on. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Well, Bear is saying, do what you think you need to do. Have a blessed day, and thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Lots of love to you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Okay.
Wow, that was a treat. That was a treat.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I enjoyed doing that. All right? So
okay.
We'll see one another in 2 weeks. The next show will be on September the 1st, and it will be a surprise. I'm not telling anyone what it is, but I will tell everyone to get yourself together for the show on the 15th, because the 15th, that's the show when we're going to be doing the ancestors. We're going to be sharing love, light, and happiness with the ancestors, and I know that my ancestors and my grandmas, they're going to be happy for that show because they love us. Talking about
it. Okay.
It's party time with the ancestors. So, Jules, I want to say thanks for being out there and thanks for hanging in there. I enjoyed the show today. It was wonderful. And I'm going to say good night. Good night, all. And thank you so much for everyone being there and all the callers that called in. And whether you spoke or not, we enjoyed having you online because we can see all the numbers when they pop up. Okay.
Awesome. This show is epic, and I'm going to use that all the time. And there was one saying I never knew was, it is what it is. I said, you know what, if it is what it is, just change it, you know, change it. But then I realized it is what it is. I understand that now, and I'm going to get off the line because I'm going to talk to Duchess about that saying that everyone's using now. It is what it is. And I love you guys. I love all of you guys, and thanks for calling in.
Night, Jules.
Good night, Duchess.
Love to everyone. Good night, cousin. If you're out there still listening, love you. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye,
everyone. Thank you.